Tucson. This is Ray Allen in for Bill Buckmaster. It's Monday, July 18th, 2022. The Buckmaster Show broadcast from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio on 1030 KVOI. Tucson's voice for trusted news talk, and we have worldwide live listening at KVOI.com and always at BuckmasterShow.com. The Buckmaster Show is live and presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. That's the live line. Every Monday, we begin the Buckmaster Show with the Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family-owned and operated since 1985, Moe's specializes in picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, hanging and lighting solutions. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now is doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com. Have you guys been to Moe's at all lately?
Not lately.
I haven't. No? I haven't been to Moe's. Okay, well, I haven't had a need to, but we've used Moe's many times in the past, and he's a really good guy.
I forgot to introduce yourself. Our team of commenters this week is featuring the Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate and former head of the Arizona Board of Regents, John Munger, and former Pima County Democratic Party chair, Jeff Rogers. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Very good.
Great.
Good.
Great weekend.
Good to see you. Good weekend. You said you were getting some rain over the weekend?
Yeah, we got a little bit. It was all over the valley. It was It was a nice weekend.
It was. I got some on the golf course, and you said you got some downtown.
We got we had some at our place, which is in the old Fort Lowell area.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Yeah, it's kind of spotty. That's what monsoon's about, right? You know? I mean, it's not going to be everywhere all the time, which is okay.
Yeah.
We're totally fine with that. It was humid though. I will tell you that. Very humid.
I had to get up awfully early to go out to my horses.
Yes.
But it has to be humid to get the rain.
Exactly. So it's a catch 22 if you're from here and you like the dry heat, this isn't the time.
But if you like the monsoons, it's great.
Oh, and I love the monsoons. So it's totally what I'm looking for. So let's move on to some of the things that we wanted to talk about today. I know last week you guys addressed the governor's endorsement of the potential governor, Karen Taylor Robeson. Now we have Mike Pence coming out and endorsing her as well. It seems like there is kind of a intra-party scramble with the MAGA wing versus the more establishment wing going after these people. And you have kind of Pence coming out and seems to like he's really endorsing people against Trump. So you have kind of a lot of stuff happening here on that side of the aisle. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I don't think there's a big dispute going on between the so-called MAGA wing. I kind of reject that term in the establishment wing. It's just that Karen Taylor Robeson's a better candidate than Carrie Lake. And I don't see this. I personally, for example, support Donald Trump's policies. But I find Karen Taylor Robeson the more credible candidate. And so I reject these distinctions. It's just people endorsing who they think the best candidate is.
Sure. Jeff?
I think Ms. Lake is, to use a word that we can't use on this show, bat something crazy. She is a total lunatic. And if the Republicans have any hope at all of winning the governor's race, you know, Robeson has to win because Lake is just crazy. She's just out way out there. And, election denier and just I just can't imagine any more frightening candidate. Even if I were a Republican, I would be frightened to have her as the standard bearer for the Republican Party in this next election. Robeson's got to be better. She's certainly got to be more sane than Carrie Lake is.
Well,
but I think the Republicans are going to have a tough road to hoe because I think Hobbs is pretty solid candidate. So this could end up being a real close governor's race.
Sure.
Even with all the sort of what the Republicans would probably call Biden baggage that they're going to bring to bear against many of the Democratic candidates, I think Hobbs is a real strong candidate.
John, do you think that Trump endorsed too early in that race or
yeah,
this race?
Yeah, I do. I think Trump did endorse too early. I mean, we found out that Carrie Lake, for example, has endorsed Obama. In his election, I mean, what? That she's for her one of her daughter's birthday parties, she had a drag queen as the entertainment for the birthday party. What?
And we found that out because she was attacking drag queens.
Yeah, and you know, and you, yeah. you just, she hasn't got any experience other than being a talking head on television. Karen Taylor Robeson has, you know, founded and run her own business. She's a real lady. She's well-spoken. She's a true conservative that all wings of the party can support. And that's why I reject this MAGA, so-called MAGA
fair enough.
Establishment deal. She's just the better candidate. And I think Trump did endorse too early. I don't know why, but apparently Kerry Lake got to him early, and so he got the endorsement.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think the, you know, and you were saying you saw some polling earlier that had Robeson in the lead. I mean, are seeing a lot of candidates.
It's a dead heat, but
sure,
she's,
statistically,
Robeson has picked up a substantial percentage of the vote in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She started running ads, and she's gotten these endorsements, and I'm fairly confident that she'll win the election. I agree with Jeff that it'll be a tough election for both sides. But Republicans have increased our registration lead against the Democrats in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And we do have the Biden baggage. I think a Robeson can win, but Jeff is right. It's going to be a tough race.
Yeah, I think the tide may have turned for Robeson when Salmon dropped out. I mean, and then immediately
and he endorsed
immediately
Robeson.
Endorsed her. I think that was a game changer that might help Robeson pull through on this. And then it certainly doesn't hurt that she picked up Ducey and Pence's endorsements as well. So I think you could see the tide turning, but you know, Kerry Lake's her you know. Name recognition is what it was driving it all along,
sure.
and then the Trump endorsement was Trump's made it clear the litmus test for a Trump endorsement is you just have to continue to quote the big lie if you that he somehow won and was cheated, and if you won't quote that big lie, he won't endorse you. That's
sure. Well, and I think that there's also some fear in Republican circles, and John, maybe you can talk to this about what you know. Happened in Georgia, happening in Arizona. You know, suppressing your own vote by making it so that people don't want to go out and vote.
Oh, I think Republicans will vote in this election. The polls show that the Republicans are far more person for person, far more motivated to vote in these elections than the Democrats are. The Democrats are just worn out and. The polls show they are not anywhere near as motivated to vote. The Republicans are ready to go out and vote. And
I think, John, that was yesterday's news. Today's news is Democrats are very motivated, and I think what motivates them a great deal is these awful Supreme Court rulings. They have really mobilized Democrats a lot. I mean, this imposition of Christianity by five of the judges on the entire nation. I mean, we're practically a theocracy run by, you know, by five justices of the Supreme Court. And I think it scared Democrats so much that they're highly motivated now. And there are surveys showing that within the last week to 10 days that Democrats are really, really getting motivated, even more so than Republicans, some polls show.
Oh, no, I disagree
and as a matter
with
fact,
that.
There's a New York Times poll last week that was all bad headlines for how bad Biden's approval ratings were. It went on and on and on. But it was one of those bury the lead cases. You have to wait till you get to about the 15th paragraph to see that if the election were reheld again today, Biden beats Trump 44-41%. And on the generic congressional ballot, the Democrats win by approximately similar amount. So that poll, even though it was portrayed very negatively in the headlines and in some of the articles discussing it, what it did show is that Democrats, you know, would – given the choice between some of the Republican alternatives, they would pick Biden over them.
Well,
and that's a lot to say given Biden's baggage right now.
That is an outlier poll to the extent it exists. But I have no doubt you, Jeff, you're telling the truth. But all the other polls are showing that if we're a head-to-head race, all the other polls, every single one, and there's multiple, showing that Trump would win. I, as I've said, Ray, I don't support Trump in the primary.
Sure.
But I would vote for him for president in a heartbeat if he were nominated. I think, you know, Jeff, I have problems with this, the way you color things about the abortion decision being a religious decision. It just wasn't. It was, you read that decision, it's based upon constitutional law and not religious elements in any way.
It threw out 50 years of legal precedent.
No,
and one of the justices even questioned whether there is a right of privacy in the Constitution, henceforth calling into question whether or not contraception could be outlawed, gay marriage could be outlawed again, and there are Republicans that are trying to do that.
No,
and this opened a can of worms that is frightening to most of the American public. A poll today showed that over 60% of Americans disagreed with that decision, and those 60% are motivated to vote.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. It was a constitutional decision. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a strong liberal progressive, said that the original Roe versus Wade decision was legally invalid. She said no.
Well, except she voted to uphold it multiple times.
Well, because it was precedent, but she didn't have the votes to take it on in the Supreme Court. But it was a bad decision. Even she acknowledged that constitutionally, it was a terrible decision. It had nothing to do with the so-called theocracy or Christianity. It had to do with constitutional law. And I just reject that concept. It's just unnecessarily inflammatory and misleading.
Well, you know, one of the things we're going to have to find out with this election and 2024 is whether or not these kind of issues, the abortion issue or some of the more, you know, kitchen table economic issues, are going to drive the agenda for voters. So right now, though, we have to go to break. So we will be right back on the Monday Political Face-Off. This is the Buckmaster Show.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com. Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Hi, this is Tom Sullivan. Join me weeknights from 7 to 10 for the Tom Sullivan Show on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. We continue now with our political face-off, Monday political face-off, brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Seated to my left here is Democrat Jeff Rogers, and to my right, Republican John Munger. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to take Matthew's call. John, if you could put Matthew through. Matt, welcome. How are you?
You know, great debate. I was listening, you know, on Friday, Dr. Kinski was on the air with Bill, and I got a chance to ask her the question about the abortion and what she would think that Supreme Court decision and what effect it would have on the race. And being a good academic, she basically said, you know, we don't have the data points yet. So, well, yeah, it's a wait and see. But I would agree with Jeff that Stark Decisis is clearly, you know, it looks like it's, you know, for all intents and purposes, broken. And this is clearly an activist Supreme Court because Justice Roberts clearly has taken a new, you know, tint with regards to his new justices. Real quickly, you know, you guys talked about the governor's race, but you spent a lot of time talking about the Republican candidates. I'd like to hear your thoughts about the current Democratic gubernatorial candidates. We had one drop out, which was makes this really a two-person race, I think, between Marco Lopez and Katie Hobbs, two strong Democrats who have good bases. What do you think... either of them have a chance of, you know, eking out a win, and what effect will it have against probably Robeson?
Thanks, Matt.
Well, from my perspective, I think Hobbs is by far the superior candidate, and I think she's been running a great race, and I think I think she'll win by a large margin. While Marco is certainly a good Democrat and has a base, I just don't think it's big enough to take on Hobbs. And I think Hobbs is going to be a strong fall candidate, no matter who it is that she's up against. In some ways, I root for Carrie Lake because, you know, she'll be the easiest one to beat. But on the other hand, you know, crazier people have gotten elected in this state. Remember Ev Meekum? Maybe we should be rooting for Robeson.
Well, I haven't really analyzed the Democratic side of the agenda, so I can't comment on that. But I would like to comment on your point that Stare Decisis is dead. That's just wrong. Stare Decisis is very much alive, but poor decisions historically have been reversed by the Supreme Court. For example, in Brown versus Board of Education, reversed the prior decision which upheld segregation in the schools back in the 1800s. And that, so Stare Decisis is in good shape. That's the way the courts operate. That's the way they're going to continue to operate. But when you have such a poorly written, poorly conceived decision as Justice RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, had said the Roe versus Wade decision was so poorly written, it just could not be justified as constitutional law in this country.
Well, let me tell you, Matt, you're entirely correct to say that, and I'll give you another example. Is the Establishment Clause in the First Amendment is practically being written out of the law. I mean, we saw multiple decisions from this Supreme Court by 5-4 majorities and sometimes 6-3 majorities that basically wrote out the Establishment Clause and, wow. And the division between, you know, the government and religion. And we're seeing it because we have a strong majority of what we have six Catholics on the Supreme Court right now, and many of them are radical Christian yeah. nationalists. And I am terrified of what might happen to this country if we continue down this road, and they will, unless some, and that's why some Democrats are unhappy with Biden. They believe that the ultimate answer to get rid of this radical Supreme Court is to expand the Supreme Court by several positions. Right, so, and I agree
so
with that.
They
and,
want to and, stack and, the court.
Yeah, exactly.
So they want pack to turn the into, they want to pack the court. And
exactly.
Get, so they get what
that's
they
the
want.
Only, that's the only solution that will save democracy and save us look, from being an autocratic,
Jeff,
theocratic government. That's
Jeff,
it.
You know, saving democracy, what the Supreme Court did in the abortion case recently was to implement democracy by giving the states the right and the people the right for the first time in 50 years to decide rather than have to wait and let me finish to have rather than having nine judges who didn't get elected by anybody back in 1973 implement Roe versus Wade instead of leaving it to the people. Now democracy has been implemented at the state level, and we can argue out abortion rights at the state level. With regard to the decision about religious rights, the coach praying on the field, you guys always, you talk about the Establishment Clause, you forget the freedom of expression of religion. And you just ignore that. There is a constitutional
put
right.
Put both of them together.
There is a constitutional right to express your religion. And this coach was doing that by himself on the field, and nobody...
On government property, on government time, on a government payroll. That's wrong.
The game was...
And not only that,
wait, Jeff, the game was over.
Think about the main case, John. Think about that main case.
You forget about the freedom of expression clause.
Taxpayers are forced now to pay for a religious school. Now, that's wrong. Taxpayers should never be paying for religious schools.
Jeff,
that is absolutely wrong.
My
taxpayer dollars should not go to perhaps a religion that I do not support. That's wrong.
Jeff... And you forget on that issue, we're talking about a state, in this case, I think it was Maine. That implemented a program of vouchers. And they excluded religious schools from the ability to get a school voucher.
They should have.
The court determined that was discriminatory. It violated the Equal Protection Clause. And the Equal Protection Clause was implemented in that decision because there was discrimination going on against religious schools. You know, if the states don't want to have that kind of voucher, then don't do vouchers. But you always forget the other side of the equation, the freedom of expression.
I have a right to use my tax dollars to support your religious school. I have that right, and that right is in the Constitution. It's just
unfortunate that five judges decided.
Well, no, we'll forget the Establishment Clause. The freedom of religion part trumps the Establishment Clause. That's what they did.
No, they didn't. They decided the case based upon the Equal Protection Clause.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. And it was you have a right to equal protection under the law. And if you're going to give away vouchers to some schools, you have to give away vouchers to other schools.
This is a dangerous court.
I don't see how you can say that sending the abortion issues back to the states is anti-democratic. It's not. The people, for the first time in 50 years, get to vote and express themselves on abortion rights.
And women are already dying because of that decision.
That is baloney.
People are dying already in Texas. And doctors are afraid to even do emergency procedures, afraid they'll violate the Texas law.
That I haven't seen any reports of that at all.
Read the Washington Post this morning. There's a nice long article explaining that. And there's also an opinion column by their conservative columnist, Jennifer Rubin, that also discusses the deaths and injuries that are occurring now as we speak.
Well, you're just wrong. The people get to decide. The people get to decide in their states. Finally, we have re-implemented democracy in the abortion arena. Rather than have 12 black-robed people who weren't elected by anybody make up the rules as they go, we've got democracy back.
Well, we're gonna find out, right? I mean, we're really gonna find out in Arizona and across the country whether or not this is really gonna have an impact. I mean, as Matt said, the polling right now doesn't suggest that it has really materialized into anything, but when people get out to the polls,
we'll see,
and actually vote, then we're gonna know.
We'll see.
But the big issue isn't abortion. The big issue, all the polls show, is this Biden inflation, the Biden economy, which is terrible.
Our inflation is lower than almost any other country in the world right now.
That is not true.
All right.
Jeff,
the numbers are way higher than
ours. No, they are not. Look at the numbers.
Some of them are as high as 20%.
No, they are not.
Yes, they are.
Not in Europe, they are not.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to have to finish this another time.
All righty.
Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
It was fun. Good to meet you guys. Yeah. All right. This has been the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge. You can always go to moesgallery.com as well. We'll be back right after this.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com. The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com. For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
It's 35 minutes past the hour. Ray Allen here filling in for Bill Buckmaster on the Buckmaster Show. And we are in the Green Thing Zocalo Village studio. I want to welcome into the studio Denise Alvarez, the Better Business Bureau Operations Manager, for our monthly segment presented by the Better Business Bureau of Tucson. Hi, Denise. How are you?
Good. How are you, Ray?
I am doing good. It's hot outside. What is it, like upper 90s now, John? We're almost there, up to the up to 100 degrees, but it's hot outside.
Yes, very hot.
Very hot. Hopefully we can get some rain soon. I would like that today. Let's talk about what's happening at the Better Business Bureau. We have a scam alert here with the fake gas cards. With the rising gas prices out there, it makes people really eligible to fall victim to these gas scams. So you have this conversation that you're having around the great gas gift card scam. What's going on there?
Yes, absolutely. We've seen an increase on the reports that we get from the community regarding some fake gas gift cards.
Okay.
I'm really here just to bring awareness to that and make sure that we don't have people fall victims to this.
Sure. So what are some of the tactics that the gas card scammers are using these days?
Well, you see a post on social media, either that or you get an email or you have to take a survey. And once you complete it, it says that you've won $500 in a gift card. They've been using Shell, but we think that they're just going to continue to use other names or other companies. And then it tells you to fill out a little form with your information.
Yeah.
And then they ask you to pay for the gift card for shipping for
$195. Oh, wow. Oh, that's not good. So one of the things that we're trying to do here is educate people so that they can avoid these scams. So tell us a little bit about the ways that people can avoid getting scammed on these cards.
Well, first of all, you definitely don't want to pay for anything that you've won.
Sure.
Any company that is offering anything as a price won't charge you anything for shipping or any type of fee. And so you want to make sure that if someone is asking you to pay even a small fee to receive a prize, that you don't do that, because then what they do is they just keep your information, your credit card information, and your personal information.
Got it. So never give any money to anyone that you don't know who they are.
Absolutely.
Pretty
yes.
Basic thing here.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. Don't fill out the form. You know, they take that information. It's your personal information. Even if it seems so minor, still don't do it.
No matter how much the amount, never pay.
Correct. Anything. Yes, absolutely. And then you also want to do your own research. Make sure you visit maybe the Shell website, their official website, or any company's website, and make sure that you know whether or not the gift card is real and that's something that they're offering. If a large company seems to be offering you a free gift, visit, again, that company's website. Make sure you call just to make sure. Imposter scams are common, and they'll always ask you to fill out the form, give out your information, credit card information, and then that's how they end up stealing your identity.
Sure, and a lot of people don't always use the internet for this kind of thing. Is there a way that they could maybe even call a company and ask about it? You know, that's a good idea too.
Yes, absolutely. You can call the company. You can call BBB, visit BBB.org.
Okay.
If you believe that it's a scam, visit bbb.org/scam tracker. That's we post scams live.
Okay.
So it's a heat map. It'll tell you if you put in your zip code. It'll also let you know whether anybody around you has also been receiving those messages or social media posts. And that way that's how we keep the community informed.
Oh, great. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And then what else? Any other tips or tricks for people out there?
Yeah, don't buy or fill out the form out of impulse. You know, use good judgment and question any offer that seems too good to be true, because it usually is. Scammers are hoping that you'll overlook anything suspicious due to excitement and just fill out the form and give out your information.
That makes sense. You know, I think basically having just some skepticism about what's happening. That's really important, right?
Absolutely, yes. You know, we say to always start with trust, but in order to do that, visit BBB.org, make sure that you're doing business with a legitimate company. And like you said, just be cautious of anything that's out there just because they take advantage of that. Scammers do, and then they end up with your information, and then it's identity theft. So,
yeah, so you're saying that if people sense that they're getting scammed, they have something they can do. So if you're out there and you're wandering Facebook or LinkedIn or anything, and you feel like there's a scam coming your way through a message or something, you know, I have gotten a lot of text messages lately that feel scammish.
Absolutely, yes. You there's the AT&T text messages that said, thank you for paying your bill. Click here to, you know, claim your gift. And so whenever you get that gut feeling or that small doubt, just, you know, listen to it because it's a scam.
And then what's the next step? What can people do if they want to report it or they want to, you know, let the BBB know? How do they do that?
Absolutely. If somebody notices a scam circulating on Facebook or anywhere else, you want to go to bbb.org/scam tracker. You want to report it to make sure, you know, that helps other people recognize scams and make sure that they don't become victims of one.
Yeah. And it's important to know, too, that the scams hit everybody. They go after young. They go after old. They go after
anybody.
Anyone that uses Facebook. You go after Twitter users. They go after everybody.
Yes.
They're equal opportunity offenders.
Absolutely. So BBB actually did a research study 2 years ago, pre-COVID, and we found that, you know, millennials are victims, are more susceptible. The dollar amount's a little lower, but then you have senior citizens who are also susceptible to these scams, but the dollar amount is a little bit higher. So they're looking for any way that they can make money.
Yep, and they're always fishing. They're always looking for someone and pushing on the holes until something breaks, because it only takes a few, you know?
Yes, and then especially if you fill out the form and you pay your $195 for your gift card, then you get put on this like list, and they'll share your data with other scammers, and then you know, those other scammers will make the $195 off of you again.
Wow. Now talk about what else is going on at the BBB as we close out the segment.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our monthly networking mixer coming up on July 28th at El Charro Steak in Del Rey downtown. Okay. It's from 5 to 7, and all businesses, whether they are accredited members of the BBB or not, are welcome to attend to just build new relationships. We really are focusing on empowering small businesses to network and connect to grow. And then we also have our Torch Awards nomination. So if you work for, know of an ethical business, you want to go to bbb.org/Tucson Torch to nominate them.
Wow. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
And Charles Del Rey, very good restaurant. You know, it comes recommended by me.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a lot of awesome stuff happening in the community, brought to you by the BBB. Denise Alvarez, Operations Manager with the BBB, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your Monday, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
All right, great. Thanks a lot. This is the Buckmaster Show, and we will be right back after this.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We are also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Helping you make better money decisions is what The Ramsey Show is all about. Today at 1 p.m. on 1030 The Voice.
All right, it's 46 minutes past the hour for your Monday. I'm Ray Allen here filling in for Bill Buckmaster. If you're looking for some cool weather, a place to go where you might want to beat the heat, can I suggest a getaway to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico? Just 3 hours east of Tucson, and it's about 10 degrees cooler than here. So when it's 100 degrees here and you're looking for something about a little bit cooler, what do we got now? 93 in Silver City. So, yeah, 93. That's not bad. I'll take it. You know, it's better than 106. So if you want to go to Silver City, start planning now by visiting southwestnewmexico.org, where you can find everything that you need to know about the great places to stay and the great things to do up in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. The Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank is trying to collect as many dog shoes as possible. With the extreme heat, we have a lot of homeless pet owners who are in desperate need to protect their dogs from the hot pavement out there. Right now we have on the live line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, Donna DeConcini, the founder of the Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank. Donna, welcome into the Buckmaster Show. How are you?
Hey, Ray, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing great as well, and it is incredible how hot it is out there, and I definitely feel for the feet, no pun intended, of those animals out there that don't have the shoes that they need.
Right, but before we talk about that, I just wanted to tell Bill to get well, send him a lot of white light, and he's just letting his voice take a break, but I hope he gets better soon, and it's really good to talk to you, Ray.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And at the top of the show, I didn't say that Bill, his voice is a little bit worn out now, and he's taking a break. He's letting it take its own little rest, and hopefully it'll be back by the middle of the week. So we'll see what happens there. Now, Donna, let's talk about what you guys have going on at the Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank. First of all, let me just tell you that the Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank is something that I don't know that a lot of people out there in the community know exists. So you guys are doing some good work, though.
Well, we really are. And for the month of July, we did this last year, but for the month of July, we've been collecting animal for dog boots. And the boots are, we have a lot of people that have found the pattern on the YouTube that are making them and bringing them in. There's a lot of people that are buying them from PetSmart or Petco. Even Walmart carries them. But what we found is that the heat, and especially with the homeless guys and girls that are out there with their animals, that they have a the asphalt is just way too hot for anybody to be walking on.
Sure.
So if you can take your hand and place it on the asphalt for 5 seconds without burning it, that's what it that's what is happening with the dog's feet, that they're burning their feet. And the vets are having a really hard time being able to wrap up and take care of these poor animals that are being neglected because the asphalt is so hot.
Yeah.
But last year we collected about 90 pairs of animal boots, and we've distributed them all. This year we're about 50, and most of them have been going over to the Sister Jose House, which is a women's shelter.
Okay.
And Dee over there is just great. She's gotten about 30 pairs of boots from us to be able to put on the animals there. And we find that everybody needs to help out.
Now from what I understand, you have people making these boots for the animals, right?
Yes. There are people that were making masks.
Okay.
I've been giving patterns to that. They're now making animal boots.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
And all it is a rubber sole, some material, and Velcro, and then or socks with the skid guards on the bottom of them if they're not out on the streets, but just inside the house and going for walks. So anybody that wants the pattern can get onto our website and be able to get the copy of the pattern that they can start making and then bring them into us.
Oh, cool.
At our store.
So that website is saafb.org if you're looking to help out here. Again, saafb.org. And then when you're on the website, where would they go to find the pattern for the boots?
Well, it's right on the website.
Okay, great.
Where
awesome.
They can see it, along with other things that we are needing right now, like dried cat food and wet dog food.
Okay.
It is, but on our website, that www.saafb.org, we'll go ahead and show what we are needing right now to collect.
Okay, great. Now, tell me a little bit more about how you're distributing them through the Sister Jose House. And now, are you going out in the community and then delivering these shoes to people with pets?
Yeah, we have been working with the Tucson Park Police.
Okay.
And I also take out boots to the different parks. And we have to be really careful because we need to be able to be there to try and put them on the dog, because if they're not going to accept them or take them off, then we're giving out boots for nothing. So we stay with the animal to be able to put the boots on, and it's very awkward and
sure.
kind of funny, actually, to see these animals try to walk with these new boots on.
Well, they've never worn shoes before.
No. And, but the adjustment, when they have them on for five or 10 minutes, mm-hmm. then I know that they're going to be able to keep them on. And it's such a relief to be able to know that they're not going to injure themselves, their poor paws, when they put these boots on.
Got it.
Then we've also been able to have people come into the store. We're in Monterey Village,
mm-hmm.
but to come into our gallery and donation and distribution center and pick up boots for homeless people that they know of as well. But this is our main drive right now, is to be able to make sure that these poor animals don't burn their paws.
Yeah, it's a great cause. Now, you said that you have, of course, the people making them. Are you... you said you had about 90 pairs last year. You're about 50 now. I'm assuming you're trying to get back to that, to where you were last year.
Well, we would like to
surpass
increase
it?
That by 30%.
Oh, good. Okay, so you're trying to. So, what is your goal then? That's a better way of saying it.
Well, we're looking at about 150 pairs.
Okay. Wow. So you've got some ways to go then.
Yes, we do. Yes,
okay, good. Now, of course, the The Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank isn't only just doing the shoes for dogs. You have a lot of other areas that people that you help people, especially low income people or people that have that are just, you know, struggling financially, which is a lot of people these days. With everything being so expensive, people are having a tough time. So they can go to the website and request assistance, right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. And then
we have.
Go ahead.
Okay, we have, I'm so proud. We found a brick and mortar in December of 2020.
Yeah.
And we really opened up on January of 2021. And since we've opened up, through the help of Bill and yourself and other stations, we've been able to collect 263,000 pounds of animal food.
Wow.
But we have distributed 310,000 pounds of animal food. So the monies that we make from our market and up on Mount Lemon this summer, all of that, 100% of that profit goes to buying animal food.
Wow.
So we've also helped, we just hit 1,000 families. And they're all new. It's not a repeat, but 1,000 families that we've been able to assist with animal food, cat food, dog food, chicken food, horses with their hay, cows, anything that is small farm animals. We just hit yesterday 1,000 families that we've helped. So it's amazing that the donations that come in and people that have opened their hearts to helping us help others.
Wow, that's really cool. I mean, one of the things that is so important to Bill, I know, are animals. He loves animals, and
yes, I know that.
And of course, and you know, he talks about his cats all the time. And this is one of those things where I think that when the community comes behind you and really supports the animals too, it's cool to see that happen, right?
Well, We're helping people that we're helping animals. They don't have a voice. They can't tell us what they need, but they give us such an unconditional love that we could be late by putting their dinner out, or we could be in a bad mood, and your dog will meet you and greet you and be happy to see you, and it just changes your whole mode of your attitude when you have an animal with you.
Absolutely. I mean, I have a dog. She's 10 years old now, and every time I go home and I see her and she's happy and she's wagging her tail, it makes me happy. You know, it's even on the bad days.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And but for go ahead.
But we're also really concerned with not just in Tucson, but we also are really concerned with what's happening in Southern Arizona.
Yeah.
We've given thousands and thousands of pounds to Wilcox and Benson and Agua Prieta and Douglas and Ajo and Nogales just to be able to help out with the little ranches and the little communities there to be able to keep their dogs from being abandoned or from going hungry.
Yeah, so it's an organization that is more than just, you know, one element. There's a lot of different needs that you've seen in the community and surrounding communities, and you've been able to reach out and help.
Yes, and we're very proud with our volunteers.
Right.
They do such an amazing job.
Yeah.
And with our board of directors, everybody just bends over backwards 110%. And
that's awesome.
Everything within the community.
That's great. Well, Donna DeConcini, you're the founder of the Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank. We're just so happy to have you on. I want to let people know that if they want to donate animal food, they can drop it off at 6212 East Speedway Boulevard, correct?
Right. That's the Wilmont and Speedway.
Perfect.
In the Monterey Village Shopping Center.
Perfect.
And we're next to Philly Finest.
Oh, there you go. I know it well. Bookman's is over there, all kinds of stuff, so it's easy to find.
Right.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Donna. You have a great day, okay?
Ray, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Okay. That will do it for today's edition of the Buckmaster Show. Of course, I'm Ray Allen filling in for Bill. We do hope that Bill gets better, and we hope that you tune in tomorrow for another exciting Buckmaster Show We will see you on the other side of this day. You know, it's hot. Be careful. See you guys later. Have a good one.